In the scripture, Jesus is called Jehovah Reyes, the shepherd. He's called the good shepherd, the chief shepherd, and the great shepherd. In John 10, he called himself the good shepherd. Look at verse 14. I am the good shepherd. He introduced himself. And know my sheep and am known of mine. He knows the sheep. When I studied sheep, I found that when sheep are restless, the shepherd can just go out and lean against the fence post. And a great peace, a calm comes across the pasture because the sheep are dependent upon the shepherd. Because the shepherd is going to provide the leadership and the guidance. He's going to meet all of their needs, and the sheep know that. He said, I'm the good shepherd. But look at verse 11. I'm the good shepherd, the good shepherd. What gives his life? What gives his life? He gave his life. That's the shedding of blood. That's the blood you're looking for. He is the shepherd today because his blood was shed. He knows the sheep. The life of sheep is cyclical. They start in the winter months in the home pastures. All of those pastures have to be de-weeded. They crawl across them during the summer on their hands and knees to make sure everything that would be dangerous for the sheep to eat is pulled up. So that when they winter them there and they lie down there, they know that what they're getting is good for them. You see, and the shepherd that takes care of four-legged animals with two ears and two eyes is going to take care of the height of his creation, which is you. And then in the spring, they move them up the side of the mountain to what's called the tableland. And that's what the scripture means, thou preparest a table. It doesn't have anything to do with a table and four chairs. It has to do with the tableland, the top of the mountain, the mesa, the plateau. He prepares the table. He prepared the tableland because the shepherd walked more than once every inch of that path to make sure that the water was pure, that they wouldn't fall off the edge of the rocks. He even has to dam up some places. And that when he gets there, there's no weeds there that would kill them or harm them or hurt them. And they're very thin-skinned, very susceptible to diseases. And he makes sure there's some shelter in case there's sudden rains or sudden cool breezes in the mountains. They have to be sheltered. And he walked every step of that shepherd, more than once. Because when he begins to move them from the winter pasture back, begins to move them up that tableland in the spring, it would be, he walks that path, he clears that path, and he says, I am the good shepherd. I am going to give my life. He gave his life. He put that blood on the altar so that every time you needed a shepherd, he's there. He's covered every step of your life. He says, I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11. And he's covered every step. And he's watched everything. And he's laid out the pathway. I don't know what I'm ever going to do. We used to sing, you know me and old music, that's what I know. Look and live, look to Jesus, now and live. I have a message from the Lord, hallelujah, it's only you should look and live. And I believe that. And if we look unto him and know he's here to provide peace, he's the shepherd to provide the leadership, to clear the pathway, to make sure I get to the end of the way. When you've gone the last mile of the way and you've come to the end of the day, you got there because you followed the shepherd. And because you knew, I am so confused. But he's your wisdom. He's made unto you wisdom. When you go to the hospital and they give you a blood transplant, that blood will do certain things. And you want that blood to do all of those things, not just some of those things. Right? And all of these things, the blood does. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh. And it brings his presence, and it brings his peace, and it brings the leadership and the protection of the shepherd. That's what he means if in the 91st Psalm, we live within the shadow of the Almighty. If I'm standing here, my shadow's not out there. If you're living within the shadow, you are very, very close, because the shadow emanates from the foot of the person. And the shadow is there because of the sun. And if you're living in the S-O-N, according to the word, then you can stand in the shadow. And all of that the blood has provided is yours. By faith, you just make a claim.